With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Some observers claim the U.S. and Israeli attacks on Iran have darkened the outlook of the world economy. Others, however, say the war is going about as expected and is being conducted by professionals. And while some Democrats complain about being left out of the loop, public policy expert Matthew Continetti says President Trump is wisely keeping his plans secret.
President Trump always holds out diplomacy as an option. He recognizes the need for force, and he also uses diplomacy sometimes as cover for putting our forces in place.
Pakistan's foreign minister says Islamabad will soon host talks between the U.S. and Iran. No immediate word, though, Sunday from either Washington or Tehran. The Democrats' new Virginia redistricting map may be in some trouble. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman with that story.
The plans of Democrats in Virginia to pass a new congressional map faces growing uncertainty ahead of an April special election. Polling shows mixed voter support and strong early turnout in GOP areas.
The referendum represents a key front in mid-decade redistricting battles, but unpredictable timing and internal Democratic opposition might derail its passage. Heading into the weekend, President Trump had signed an executive order to pay thousands of TSA workers who've been working without a paycheck for more than a month now during the partial government shutdown. It is still unclear whether the move could translate into shorter wait times for passengers at a number of airport security lines as the budget impasse continues. This is SRN News. Well, fewer American women these days are dying while pregnant.
The Centers for Disease Control reports that since the repeal of Roe v. Wade in 2022, the maternal mortality rate has dropped by nearly 20%. A report in LifeNews.com says, quote, "The improvement flatly contradicts repeated warnings from abortion advocates that protective pro-life laws would trigger a maternal health crisis by forcing women to carry high-risk pregnancies to term. Other public health metrics have also improved since the repeal." Michael Harrington reporting.
Abortion questions will be on the ballot for a number of voters. Missouri lawmakers asking residents to repeal the so-called right to reproductive freedom. In Nevada, a state constitutional amendment will allow abortion until 24 weeks. And a Virginia ballot measure would guarantee the right to reproductive freedom. This is SRN News. Astronauts set to become the first lunar visitors in more than 50 years.
The Artemis II crew flew into Florida's Kennedy Space Center from Houston on Friday. This is the closest the four have come to launching on the lunar flyaround. Fuel leaks and other rocket issues caused 2 months of delay and two hangar-to-pad rollouts. NASA is aiming for a launch as soon as Wednesday. The Space Launch System rocket will send the four on humanity's first astronaut moonshot since Apollo 17 in 1972. The 10-day flight will end with a Pacific splashdown. John Scott reporting.
Well, more on the U.S.-Israeli situation right now. Those attacks on Iran have seemed to darken the overall outlook of the world economy. Conflict has driven up oil, natural gas, and fertilizer prices, and in some cases sending global stock markets reeling. More details at srnnews.com.